Chapter 5. Signs, Signals, and Markings. Traffic signs give you information about the road, the highway system, traffic flow, and the local regulations and laws. They warn you about hazards, identify your route, and direct the speed and movement of traffic. They provide directions and let you know about places of interest, from the huge overhead green interstate signs to the little blue rectangles that direct you to a library or hospital. The shapes and colors of traffic signs have specific meanings and you should be able to recognize them immediately. Even if a stop sign is damaged or blocked by dirt or snow, you know by the octagonal shape and red color that you must stop. Learn the standard colors and shapes so you know what a sign means, even at a distance. For example, a rectangle is always a regulatory sign, telling you about laws and regulations or giving you instructions. Speed limit signs are regulatory. In accordance with 47 OS 69-1213, obstructing or damaging roads, defacing, damaging, destroying, or removing any traffic control device, road signboard, guide sign or sign post is a misdemeanor. If the action results in personal injury to or death of any person, the person or persons responsible for such action shall be guilty of a felony punishable by imprisonment for not more than 2 years and a fine of $1,000, or both such fine and imprisonment. Regulatory signs, black and white rectangles. Regulatory signs tell you what you must do and what you must not do. They direct and control, or regulate traffic for everyone's safety. You are required to obey them just like other traffic laws. When you see the school zone sign, you must reduce your speed to the limit shown when the yellow light is flashing. Watch carefully for children and be ready to stop. When you see rectangular signs, always obey them for your own safety and the safety of others. Note: the complete list of signs has been omitted from the audio version of the handbook. Please refer to the printed version of the handbook. You can locate it on the official DMV website or on driving-tests.org. Warning signs, black on a yellow background. Warning signs are diamond-shaped, with a yellow background and black letters. They signal conditions immediately ahead, such as road hazards, changes in direction, or other situations. When you see a warning sign, be prepared to use extra caution or to make changes as you drive. Note: the complete list of signs has been omitted from the audio version of the handbook. Please refer to the printed version of the handbook. You can locate it on the official DMV website or on driving-tests.org. Railroad warning signs, round yellow and black sign or black and white crossbucks. This advance warning sign lets you know you are approaching railroad tracks. Slow down and be prepared to stop within 15 to 50 feet of the first track. If your view is blocked in either direction, drive very slowly until you can see down the track. If you see a train coming, stop. School buses, church buses, motor coaches, and any vehicles hauling explosives or flammable liquids are required by law to stop. Do not pass a vehicle that is required to stop at a railroad crossing except when driving on a multi-lane highway. Railroad crossbucks. Crossbuck signs are posted at most crossings. Always slow down, look, listen, and be prepared to yield the right of way to an oncoming train. If there is more than one track, a sign will show the number of tracks at that crossing. Flashing lights on a crossbuck mean that a train is coming. Always stop when the lights are flashing. Remain stopped until the train has passed. If there is more than one track, be sure all tracks are clear before crossing. Crossbuck with flashing lights and gate. Stop when the lights begin flashing and before the gate comes down. Remain stopped until the gates are raised and the lights stop flashing. Construction and maintenance signs, orange equals work zone equals danger. The color orange tells you that you are nearing or in a work zone. Signs, barricades, and lane channeling devices, such as cones and barrels, are placed to direct you through the work zone safely and protect workers and flag persons. Most signs are diamond-shaped, but some are rectangular. Construction sites can be hazardous. You must slow down to the posted speed. Speeding fines are doubled in a construction or maintenance zone when workers or equipment are present. Pay attention. Be prepared to slow or stop. Change lanes. Follow instructions. React quickly. Flashing arrow panels guide you into the proper traffic lane. Flagpersons are used in cases of extreme hazard. They stand in the road and wear orange hats and orange vests, shirts, or jackets. They hold red signs or flags to direct traffic. The law demands that you obey them. When instructed to stop, stop in your lane. Don't veer right or left. Do not attempt to move forward until the flagperson signals you to go. Proceed with caution. Expect workers and machinery, and be prepared to slow or stop. Always be on the lookout for oncoming cars and trucks in your lane. Penalty for failing to obey signs, signals, and markings. On conviction, up to $100 fine and or up to 30 days in jail plus liability for damage to property and injury or death of another person. Speeding fines are doubled in construction and maintenance zones when workers or equipment are present. Guide signs, green, white, or brown. Guide signs give you travel information. They identify highways, show distances, mark exits, point to parks and recreation areas, and more. Indicates an officially designated highway that branches off the regularly numbered highway and goes through the business portion of the city. Mileposts provide a means of identifying the location of accidents, breakdowns, or other emergencies. Mileposts mark every mile on interstate highways starting at the state line. Numbering on north-south highways starts at the southern line and on east-west highways at the western line. Green interstate guide signs are usually mounted overhead. The arrows show the lane or lanes to be used to follow a certain highway. Service signs, blue. Service signs give information and directions about facilities. They show where service stations, restaurants, and motels are available. Watch for the litter barrel sign. It's the only lawful place on the highway where you can throw trash. Litter barrels are located at all rest and picnic areas and all turnpike toll stations. Traffic signals. Traffic signals control the movement of vehicles and pedestrians at intersections. They eliminate the guesswork about who goes next by granting the right of way in each direction. You must obey traffic signals, except when an officer is directing traffic. Then you must obey the traffic officer at all times. Adjust your speed as you approach an intersection so that you can slow down or stop if the light changes. Even though you may have the green light, always put safety first and yield the right of way if yielding will prevent a collision, even if the other person is wrong. Did you know? Colorblind people know the color by the position of the lights: red on top, yellow in the middle, green on the bottom. Green light. Go. You can cross the intersection or turn except where turns are not allowed. Be sure the intersection is clear before you start, and watch out for drivers who try to race through the intersection to beat a red light. Yellow light. Steady, warning. The light is about to turn red. You must stop if you can stop safely before entering the crosswalk at the intersection. Adjust your speed as you approach so that you can come to a smooth stop if needed. Don't speed up to beat the light. Enter the intersection carefully. Collisions often happen here. Watch out for drivers who try to beat the light and race through the intersection. Red light. Stop. Come to a complete stop before entering the crosswalk or intersection. You must remain stopped until the light turns green. After coming to a complete stop, you may turn right on red and you may turn left from a one-way street into a one-way street unless there are signs forbidding the turn. When you turn, you must yield to all pedestrians and vehicles using the intersection, including bicycles. Green arrows. Turn. When the green arrow is lit, you may turn in the direction of the arrow, even when the red light is still on. If you are in a turning-only lane, you must wait for the arrow. You can only make the turn indicated by the arrow unless there are signs with other information. If there are turning lanes, you must be in the proper lane to make the turn. Enter the intersection cautiously. You must yield to pedestrians in the crosswalk and to other vehicles legally in the intersection. Flashing red light. Stop. Used at dangerous intersections where the crossing traffic may or may not stop. A flashing red light means the same as a stop sign. You may go when it's safe to cross the intersection. Flashing yellow light. Caution. Slow down, Look in both directions, and drive slowly and carefully through the intersection. Be prepared to stop. Pedestrian signals. Walk and don't walk signs are used only to direct and protect the safety of people crossing the intersection on foot or in wheelchairs. Pedestrians should obey these signs, if present, instead of the traffic signal. Pavement markings. Pavement markings regulate traffic. Yellow and white pavement markings show you which lane you should be using, where visibility is limited and passing is dangerous, where traffic is traveling toward you in the next lane, where you may safely wait for an opportunity to make a left turn.